An imam is threatening Christians during Easter. Tragedy leads to ministry in Indonesia, and you can help rebuild lives in the Philippines. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While the West has already celebrated Easter, the Middle East will celebrate it this weekend. While it's a spiritually joyful time for Christians, they're not safe. Why? Tom Doyle with E3 Partners.
This is traditionally the week that they are threatened. Recently, an imam in Syria said, "We'll wash the streets in Christian blood if they try to celebrate Easter and Resurrection Day."
These threats, coupled with Iran's nuclear talks, Islamic State expansion, and more, have the whole region on alert. Doyle says uncertainty is an opportunity for faith sharing.
We cannot have faith in just the government and peace treaties and all of these things. And I think it does make people question their existence. And then obviously that opens up conversations about the Lord.
You can help through prayer. Join E3 on Facebook. Search for 838. That's the number 830 spelled out and the number 8. You'll get tons of up-to-date requests. Next, God's using war to draw soldiers closer to Him in Burma. Free Burma Rangers report attacks in the Southeast Asian nation are the highest they've been since renewed fighting in 2011. Diane Romain of Vision Beyond Borders talks about the Kachin soldiers.
We do need to pray for their protection and for God's shield to be around them, because there's a lot of death, a lot of dying all around them, and they are witnessing that. In the midst of that, God is doing a mighty work of revival.
A VBB contact is putting her life in danger to minister to him. She's delivering Bibles and medicine.
Things in this life might be fatal, but they aren't final. And it's an example of a modern day person living out that type of faith, that belief that what God calls us to is much more important than our personal safety.
You can help provide Bibles for soldiers by finding a link at our website. This is Mission Network News. As crises surface again and again in terrorism hotspots, education falls further and further by the wayside. Syria's lost generation declines by the day. Schools in Pakistan and Nigeria are continually targeted by Islamic terrorists. Worldwide Christian Schools is redoubling their efforts to help Christ-centered schools in these regions. Will you partner with them to provide support through the Justice Fund? You can connect with WWCS at our website. Meanwhile, there's a silver lining to every crisis. For example, God used tragedy to call Mission Aviation Fellowship pilot Brian Marks to ministry.
Around the age of 16, there was a serious aircraft accident that MAF had. I was able to see the suffering that went on in the areas where MAF had been ministering, and God began tugging at my heart.
Today, Marks is playing a key role in MAF's medical ministry in Indonesia. As he flies patients from remote villages to the hospital, Marks is telling him about Christ, the great physician.
It is a very difficult thing. It takes a serious commitment, but to be in the center of what God is doing in taking the gospel and expanding His kingdom is unbelievably fulfilling. I love what I do.
Learn more about Mission Aviation Fellowship at our website. And remember Typhoon Ruby? Well, it caused over $75 million in damage and affected over 3 million people as it swept over the Philippines. 5 months later, Reach Global Crisis Response is still helping the survivors on Samar rebuild their lives. As a result, nearly a dozen people have been baptized and weekly Bible studies have started. The work isn't done yet. Your support can help rebuild homes, help plant a church, or fund a short-term mission trip. Our website has details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage you in your prayer life. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.